little small chest, no, it's a bedside table with little doodads in it.
Okay.
Then we go into this front bedroom here. We have a bed in it, and that's where I put most of my quilts. I make them and put them on that bed, and if they fit it while they're, it's queen size. I have one on it now, one of my very favorite ones, that lays in the floor. But it's for a king size bed. I have it on the queen size bed, but if they're large enough for it, they'll go on the king. And then we'll have a chest of drawers. Two chests of drawers in that room. I have another sewing machine in there. In fact, the business, I have four sewing machines. If one gives out, I'll go to another one. And some of them, I have one that does a decorative stitch and all like that. I use on some of my things. There's a stereo in this room. Radio, stereo. And then I have a dresser. And there's radio on it. I have plenty of music, as you see, because I love music. And then I have a large clock in there. And well, I didn't mention the clocks in the living room. I have four clocks in the living room. I'm really fond of old antique clocks. When the children come, I have to turn them off because they say they can't sleep. But If I hear them strike all night, I know I don't sleep. And if I don't hear them, well, I know I do. And one can stop and I'll miss it.
What about the kitchen?
Let's see. This is kitchen, I believe, on this side. Well, the hot water heater is on that side. And the sink, and under these three windows here. A double sink. And then the stove is next to the sink. And there's little shelves over here in the corner that I'm behind the stove. We have another stove and then a little wood stove that I keep far in the wintertime because most of the time I spend a lot of my time in the kitchen. And I like my little wood stove in the kitchen. And there's a table. And there's a large table in the but at the center of the room. Over to the side is the cabinets. I have several cabinets, but still don't have enough cabinet room. Could use more.
I noticed when we walked through the kitchen, you had already had some things baked in there. Tell me about some of those things you got baked in there.
Oh, that's the bread I cooked for my dogs. I have several dogs. I have too many to tell the truth of the business. But I like my pets. I've always been out to work and have pets. And used to have chickens all the time and cats. And we did have hogs, but now they got to where they don't want us to raise hogs in where we live now. And so we fell out of that, and I sure do miss it too.
Mm-hmm. What about that cornbread in there? Do you make anything else with corn in it besides just cornbread? Have you ever made anything else? Besides just cornbread, cornmeal, there's other types of breads you're making.
No, I don't make a lot of bread. We buy most of the bread. Or I make the biscuits and use flour like that and make cakes. But that's the only way we use cornmeal is just in making bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the dogs, we buy the dog food, and I make two big cakes of bread, and I put the bread in it mix it with the dog food, and it makes it. Don't have to use so much dog food that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the canning that you do? Freezing if you do that?
Well, yes, we have this porch out here. We have a freezer out on it, and